This is Radio City Talk.
Let's do Fan Friday with the boys, Mickey and Jay. Morning, gents.
Morning, fellas.
Morning, boys.
First word's got to go to Mickey this morning. A fair degree of negativity and gloom from some of the Everton fans. How are you feeling, Mickey?
Yeah, pretty similar, to be honest, mate. You know, we just haven't got going, have we, this season? And I think it probably all goes back to recruitment. You know, the players that we've brought in, yeah, we've spent money. But they've been, for me, they've been the wrong players in the wrong positions that were needed. You know, a lot's been made of Koeman having to try and shoehorn the players that he's brought in, you know, for the big fees. You know, we've got, everyone knows, we've got very, very similar players at the moment and we're lacking width. And Koeman doesn't seem to be learning any lessons whatsoever. You know, he seems to be going with this sort of, you know, the wing-back sort of system, but our wing-backs are not getting forward and we're offering no width and everything is right down the centre of the midfield and it's just not working. And as I say, he doesn't seem to be learning any lessons. He seems to be picking the same formation week in, week out, and that's why fans are getting very, very frustrated with him.
And he pointed the fingers at the players last night, but, you know, he has to take some of the blame himself. And I think the fans are a little bit mixed with that, aren't they? You know, that they know that both sides are responsible here.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and for me, it's not the players. We've got very, very good players. It's just the formation that they're played in. And for me, it's not working. And that is solely down to the manager. Yet once they cross, you know, once they cross the white line, then it is down to the players. And I do believe that the, you know, they need to be putting more of a shift in. But I believe that they're just also a little bit disillusioned with the system that he's playing. As I say, it doesn't seem to be working. I think Ronald Koeman comes across as quite a stubborn character, and he just seems to be a change in his demeanour since, you know, he took over as manager last season. You know, he was making changes very quick, very early. He was spotting things early. This year, it seems to be completely different, and just things just don't seem to be right. And for me, as I say, I think it's looking very, very, it's looking difficult for Koeman now, and things need to change very, very quickly. As I say, he's already under a lot of pressure.
Do you fear going out of the Europa League in the group stage?
Yeah, absolutely, Steve. You know, we've got 1 point. You know, they were the Whiffen boys last night. They were a bad, bad team. You know, they weren't a good team. You know, sometimes you can pick up games against teams in Europe and you think, oh, these are half decent. These weren't. These were a bad team, and we struggled to break them down. And again, it was all due to, you know, the system that Ronald Koeman's picking. You know, we're picking two defensive midfielders, you know, with Morgan Schneiderlin and Idrissa Gana-Gueye. And that's happened week in, week out against, you know, bad teams. And we got out of jail, if we're being honest, against Bournemouth. That just papered over, you know, the cracks that are certainly there. And, you know, but he didn't learn from that. He went out and he picked them again. Very, very, he's throwing, you know, Tom Davis out wide right, where he's been probably our best player this season. And as I say, things, it just doesn't seem right. It's one of them that you just wonder, you know, what's going on? What do they do, you know, Monday to Friday on the training ground? What is it that they're actually trying to work on? Because me and a lot of fans can't see, you know, what's trying to come across on the pitch.
A game you should have won. A story which will be familiar to Liverpool fans as well after another draw for them in the Champions League. How on earth that they didn't come away with the 3 points, Jay, on Tuesday night?
Yeah, it was very disappointing, wasn't it? I mean, I said before the game that, you know, if you go to Russia, it's normally a draw. You know, you accept a draw. But let's get real, they were a very poor side and they had players missing. The captain was missing. The best player was missing as well, the Dutch fella, Quincy Proms. So, you know, realistically speaking, Liverpool should have gone there and basically got an easy victory in the Champions League, which is rare away from home. You can't really say, can you? They were top seeds in our group. But they were a very poor side. And, you know, it's very disappointing the amount of chances that Liverpool created. And we're just not taking our chances. And people are going on about the defensive side of things with Liverpool. But at this moment in time, we're also struggling to score goals. And, you know, it's just frustrating, isn't it? I think we'll be totally fine in the group. They've got to still come to Anfield. We've got two games now against Maribor, the Slovenian side, who can take nothing for granted, but, you know, you've got to be looking at getting 6 points there. So I think we'll be fine. We'll still get through the group, but the game away at Seville now is crucial in terms of if we want to win the group.
Jay, is there a little bit of you that thinks maybe some money should have been spent on a prolific striker? That should have been on the shopping list. You know, we talk about all these opportunities. They're not converting them. And it doesn't seem like any of those players will be the sort of 25-goal-a-season player.
Well, yeah, that's it. I mean, the problem we've got is Jurgen Klopp really likes Roberto Firmino as a centre-forward because he works so hard, he links play very well, he holds the ball up quite well as well, doesn't he? But problem is with Firmino, he doesn't score enough goals. He's not an out-and-out centre-forward. And, you know, it's evident, isn't it, really, that we lack that. I mean, it's okay, Mane and Salah from wide areas who are capable of scoring goals, and obviously Coutinho as well, but it's just not good enough. We haven't got anyone who's prolific, who's clinical in front of goal. And, you know, we seen, didn't we, the other night, Roberto Firmino, he had a stinker, really, didn't he? He missed two or three opportunities that he should really have been scoring. And you look around at the squad, and we brought Daniel Sturridge on. And Daniel Sturridge, for me, 28 years of age, to me, he's looking like he's gone. It's looking like he's done, to be honest. He's lost 2 yards of pace. He's not as clinical in front of goal as he used to be. And, you know, like I say, he came on and had chances and didn't score either. So it's very, very frustrating because, you know, I think there was the stat, wasn't he, we've created, is it 100, we've had 121 shots or something in our last six games and only scored six goals. And, you know, that's totally unacceptable, really, for a team in the caliber of Liverpool.
That's a poor conversion rate, isn't it? And players with a question mark next to them, Mickey. Ashley Williams. Arrived to a massive fanfare, huge experience, captain of Swansea. You would have thought, you know, he was going to add absolute solidity to the Everton backline. Is he having a bit of a crisis of confidence?
Well, he's lacking consistency, Steve. You know, there's games where he's half decent and then there's games where he's having a nightmare. I mean, I personally think that he'd come back from pre-season overweight. But he seems to be one of Koeman's favourites. But you just wonder with Ashley Williams, was Swansea, you know, the sort of the right fit for him? He was, you know, a sort of big fish in a small pond there. He's obviously come to Everton. He just seems to, as you say, he's lacking confidence big time. But at the moment, obviously, you know, I've never want to go on about injuries, but we are, you know, we're missing Jagielka, we're missing Michael Keane at the moment. We've got Funes Mori out. We've got no one else, unfortunately. We've had to, you know, we've had to draft Mason Holgate in as centre-half, so there's no one else. But, you know, he's supposed to be a leader. He is the captain of his country, captain of Swansea. You know, he's come to Everton, and I just see a lack of leadership across the pitch. You know, we've got all these captains, that, you know, the likes of Wayne Rooney, Leighton Baines, Jagielka there. Klaassen was captain of Ajax, and we just seem to be lacking leadership across the park. But, yeah, you know, Ashley Williams is not having a good season so far.
He's making some critical mistakes, though, isn't he?
Costing us goals, Steve, and you know that's got to be sort of wiped out. We've got to get back to basics. We have, you know, we're creating nothing going forward, and we're just, you know, there's so many sloppy goals through mistakes at the back, and that is a recipe for disaster for the season. You know, at least, you know, with Martinez, you know, going back to the previous manager, at least you had something going forward. Yeah, he was defensively horrendous, but at least, you know, the fans had something going forward. The only sort of glimmer of light that we had last night, or we have been getting, is the boy up front, Calvert-Lewin. The lad Vlasic come on last night and he actually looked half decent. But we can't be relying on, you know, 19, 20-year-olds to be dragging out of this, you know, out of this quagmire that we're in at the moment. We need the experienced, you know, players to come to the fore, and Ashley Williams is one of them. And as I say, it's something that's got to be turned around very quickly. I wouldn't like to see it drag on, because I think with the previous manager, with Martinez, he was there too long. And this, you know, I've got a feeling, you know, the clock is ticking for Ronald Koeman. Things have got to change very, very quickly.
Right, I don't want to be all doom and gloom, but let's talk about the Liverpool goalkeeping situation and Loris Karius. The manager's clearly trying to shoehorn him in time and time again, but each time he plays, there seems to be some error, whether a high-profile one certainly the fans are noticing. So the free kick the other night was definitely a free kick that should have been saved. It wasn't near the post. Loris Karius misjudged things. How good or bad is he, Jay?
I think he's really bad, Steve, to be honest. I mean, I've never, ever been much of a fan of Simon Mignolet, but I thought last season he improved massively, and towards the end of the season when Liverpool lost, obviously, the key man last season in Sadio Mane, where he got injured in the derby game in April time, you know, the last few games of the season, there was a couple of players that stepped up for me, Coutinho being one of them with some vital goals. Also, Emre Can stepped up as well in the middle of the park, but I thought Simon Mignolet was very good as well. He made some crucial saves in some of the games towards the end of last season. And to be perfectly honest, Liverpool strived to get back into that Champions League last season, and he was a key part of that. So all of a sudden, we come into this season now, he plays the playoff games against Hoffenheim, home and away. Granted, he might have made a mistake in the home game against Hoffenheim for one of the goals, but, you know, let's be brutally honest, I feel a bit sorry for him, because all of a sudden now we're in the group stages, and what's Klopp do? He's decided to play Loris Karius in these games, and to be honest, it's an absolute disgrace, really. The lad's not good enough. You go with your best players, you go with your best goalkeeper, and Simon Mignolet is our best goalkeeper. So I don't know what Jurgen Klopp is doing. I don't know what he's thinking. At the end of the day, we paid £4 million for him. So it's not as though we've spent a lot of money on him. Mm. Just cut your losses and get rid of him. You know, at the end of the day, he's not got any attributes about his game that are better than what Simon Mignolet's got. Now, you know, you've got to look at it and think, I know teams do it. I mean, Real Madrid and Barcelona have done it over a period of time, haven't they, where they've swapped and changed the goalkeepers for the Liga games as well as the Champions League games. Manchester United done it last year in the Europa League. But this is the Champions League. You know, this is the pinnacle of most footballers' careers. They want to be successful and play in the Champions League. Now, what is going on? I mean, why is he playing Karius? It's clear to see. Every man and the dog knows he's not good enough. Only Klopp, who must think he is.
That's a conversation that's going to go on. Just a quick thought from both of you on Christmas Eve football. Jay, a bad thing?
Look, I'm not really bothered as long as we win, but, you know, it's going to be a tough trip, isn't it, to Arsenal? But they're not thinking of the fans, are they? Because, you know, people get the train to London for games, and, you know, we all know it's difficult to get back from London at times for games, especially with the train situation. So there's no thought process there involved for fans, is there?
No. Mickey, would you be upset if Everton were playing 3 p.m. on Christmas Eve in London?
To be honest, I would. I've been one that has always been an advocate for this sort of this festive break. You know, I think we should be having 2 weeks off like everyone else does. You know, give the players the 2 weeks off, give the fans the 2 weeks off, and crack on then, you know, from January onwards. I think Christmas time is for beer and food, pal, not football.
Toughy against Burnley at the weekend. What's the score, Mickey?
Oh, do you know what? I'm usually positive, aren't I, Steve? But I'm struggling at the moment.
Go for 0-0.
I'll go for a 0-0, mate. Yeah, all doom and gloom.
Jay, the reunion with Rafa?
Well, you know, the thing is, let's be honest, it's very rare that I'll say Liverpool to keep a clean sheet, but got a little feeling we might do it at the weekend. Get Big Simon back with Sit Between the Sticks, and I'll go for a 2-0 Liverpool win.
Good lads. Thank you very much indeed. Speak next week.
All the best, boys. Radio City Talk.